content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
7:01 a.m. on this Thursday, where we are, April 25th, 2024. Moving closer toward our time change, where we go live on video stream. And the show will go live from video stream. We will be pre-recording it for broadcast the following morning from 7 to 9 a.m. as a courtesy for those of you who missed the 11 to 1 segment. I'll put it as simply as I can. I don't want to avoid confusion. As of next week, Monday, we will be broadcasting from 11 to 1 Central. That's noon to 3 if you're on the East Coast. Yeah. Okay. So it's a little bit, you know, more like 9 a.m. on the West Coast. So you'll be fine. You'll at least be able to get up and ingest two cups of coffee or whatever it is you do in the morning, your morning regimen before the show starts, and you'll be able to participate live by phone. But you will only be able to follow it if you're watching us streaming. So we will provide you with streaming links if you go to thepowerhour.com. Or you can, you know, if you're on satellite, you can get it on satellite, but it will be live and it will be pre-recorded for the following morning because people are, you know, they want to hear what happened. So you'll be getting a rebroadcast at 7 to 9. We will not answer the phone. So if you try to call in the morning, like you usually do, as starting next Monday, we will not answer the phone because we won't be there. We're going to play a pre-recorded version of the previous day's broadcast for those of you who missed it. Yes, the phone number you call in to listen to the show will be active, so you can still do that. But it will be a video stream from 11 to 1, and then at in the morning, it'll be audio only. Just so you know, I've got to, you know, try to avoid confusion here. We're doing this logistically for a number of reasons. But, you know, again, this is all, of course, we're able to do it because of the Power Mall. And because of your support, because of your donations. We have 10% off of Vitamir products this week. We still have our $25 minimum donation Vitamir toothpaste offer, where if you call up the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 and you donate $25 or more to the show, we will send you a free Vitamir toothpaste. That offer still goes. We also have 10% off Vitamir products, so if you want to order extra Vitamir, you can do that and get a discount. 10% off also Strauss Naturals. I have the heart drops right here. I religiously take them every morning, just so you know. And I do it while we're on the show. So that will not change. That's the one thing that won't change. You wonder why I look healthy. That's because I am healthy. So, you know, the older we get, the more we need it. So I can't stress it enough. But we need your help keeping this show going because 2024 is a very critical election year. They are trying to destroy this country, and we'll talk about that in more in-depth commentary in our news segment coming right up. We have partners tab as well that you can support us by going to thepowerhour.com. Now, here's something else too. You may decide to go to all these different websites, our partners tab, or, you know, you may go to the Strauss website, or you may go to some other website that, you know, we sell a product on the Power Mall. And you order from them, and then you call us up and say, hey, I just ordered from them. We don't get credit for that, folks. If you have any questions about whether or not we're going to get credit for something, call the Power Mall first before you order online through anybody's website to find out whether or not we're going to get credit for it. That would be the smart thing to do. 877-817-9829. Because apparently there's some confusion about that. Because obviously a lot of you do your homework, a lot of you do your research. And if you shop directly with our partners, but they're not really our partners, it's something that we carry at the Power Mall. If you go shopping directly from that vendor, we're not going to get credit for it, okay? Just so you know. With the election being what it is, it's one of the reasons why, you know, Biden is going all around the country promoting abortion and what he's going to do to fix abortion if he gets elected again. And all these other health issues. He's thinking about declaring a national climate emergency again so that, you know, he can basically do whatever he wants. This is about as bad as a vaccine emergency that he called. We'll be talking to Sally Saxton, Juris Doctorate, who has written a book, the CVBook.com, COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond, What the Medical Industrial Complex is Not Telling Us. She had help writing the book with Dr. Deborah Viglione, MD, and Dr. James A. Thorpe, MD, who we've had on the show before. Former Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, has a new book out. I've got it in my hot little hand right here. It's called Sacred Trust. Been reading it. It's a fascinating book. We'll be talking to him later in the next hour. He actually fought the ACLU and the IRS. So understand, you know, and he also, yeah, this little thing with John Boehner, man. Now we'll get into that. We'll get into that conversation. You know, this is pretty much what they're going to do to Speaker Johnson right now. There's some real serious things going on in Congress we need to be aware of. But at 6 after the hour, we'll start with world news this morning. The Biden administration last month secretly shipped, and why is this not national news and world news? Well, because it involves Ukraine. In March, because we're still in April, he secretly shipped long-range missiles to Ukraine for the first time to enable Ukrainian forces to strike farther into Russian-seized areas in Ukraine, according to a report. Now, of course, this is Politico that got the news. Politico is a librag, right? So you can take this with a grain of salt, or you can point a finger at Biden and go, aha, aha, you know, it's up to you. Now that Congress has approved a $61 billion aid package to Ukraine, the Biden administration plans to send more in a new $1 billion aid package, according to the outlet. All right, now, ask yourself, why would Politico lie about something like that? You see, because Biden and Congress are bragging about how they're going to keep this war funded. They're going to protect Ukraine's borders when they don't want to protect ours. No, there's a reason behind the shift show. This new aid package will include Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, 155-millimeter artillery rounds, Bradley fighting vehicles, Javelin anti-tank systems, and Claymore anti-personnel munitions. Yes, your mission for today is to learn how to make a Claymore mine. All right, you know what a Claymore is, right? Some of you do. If you're a veteran, you sure know what they are. You know, they're kind of like, you could take like a half a tire, you know, a tire rim, you know what I'm talking about? And take a torch and cut it in half and see the way that that's shaped is kind of like how a Claymore is done. And you pack it with explosives and put, you know, like nails and shrapnel and metal shavings and stuff. And you embed that in the seafloor. That's what they call an anti-personnel mine. And when that sucker goes off with a detonator on a tripwire, it expands out in the direction of mostly in the direction of where the semicircle is aimed at. Not the outside of the circle, but the inside of the circle. Wherever that's pointed at is where it goes off. Just so you know what a Claymore does. And it inflicts heavy casualties and damage by overloading the human system with shrapnel at high velocity, which is like getting hit with thousands of bullets at once. Just so you know, if you get hit by a Claymore, you're done. Or your legs are gone, depending on how close you are to it. But this is what they're sending over there. This is how they're supporting the war. I want you to get a picture, a visual. Now you don't have to go out and make your own. I mean, I'm sure there are people who've tried. We start giving lessons in how to make, all that stuff that they used to blow up Oklahoma City, and, you know, we're liable to get a visit. So we won't go there. But I'm sure a lot of you have had that thought. The thought. I said the thought, not the act. The thought. The thought doesn't mean you have intent. It just means you had the thought. It's almost like that Beach Boys song, "Wouldn't It Be Nice?" Yeah, that kind of song. Australia's spy agency, meanwhile, says the country faces a 50% chance of terrorism. This is, of course, the head guy in the Australian Security Intelligence Organization, Mike Burgess, Director General. He revealed the startling figure during a speech at the National Press Club of Australia in Canberra yesterday. And of course, he said the threat remains possible rather than probable after being downgraded in 2023. There's a 50% chance in the next 12 months or even right now, there's someone planning an act of terrorism or will conduct an act of terrorism. This, even in light of the stabbing of the rabbi by who they call terrorists. But also understand with the way that these stories are written, there's also a 50% chance that someone isn't planning a terror attack in Australia. Let's go the other way. This is kind of like pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli. You know, here's the other thing. He says there's a 50% chance it could happen. I'm saying there's also a 50% chance someone isn't going to plan a terror attack, and it's not going to happen. So, you know, glass is either half empty, half full, depending on how you look at it. As you know, this Ukraine package, stupid is as stupid does. I mean, if they're going to shut down TikTok for crying out loud, they should have made it immediate. Nope, they didn't do that. They gave the China-based parent company ByteDance almost a year to sign off on the social media platform by selling it or else be banned, according to a report by Axios. And guess what they're doing? Now that Biden signed this measure into law, the clock's ticking. So what are they going to do? They're going to file a lawsuit on the First Amendment grounds because it happened. He did sign it. And, of course, they're going to dump their general counsel, the executive who would have spearheaded the fight. And, of course, they're going to plan to wait out the U.S. election. Wait out, really? The fact that they are given almost a year to sell means they will be around for November. And when November 5 gets here, ask yourself how much participation TikTok is going to have in the November elections. Because when they drafted this legislation, they deliberately kept TikTok in play for November. Now you think about that. Now I'm analyzing, I'm going between the lines here. Read between the lines. 12 minutes after the hour, now we move on to U.S. snooze, politics, and government. Arizona House has passed a bill scrapping that 1864 near-total abortion ban. They voted on that yesterday. Nearly all abortion. It would ban this 1864 law bans nearly all abortions after a few Republicans joined Democrats in getting it passed. The vote was the third try in 3 weeks to repeal the abortion restriction after the Arizona Supreme Court issued a decision earlier this month upholding the Civil War era law over the state's newer 15-week abortion limit. So, you know, it's amazing again, because this 1864 law was expected to go into effect on June 8th. So you look at this. Democrat Attorney General Chris Mays has promised not to enforce the law and find a way to delay it. Now they're working with the House and Senate and been working with Newsom in California to allow Arizonans to get across to get abortions in California. I will guarantee you that Gavin Newsom won't be playing that commercial to Arizonans about them getting handcuffed and take this pregnancy test like he did in Alabama. I guarantee he won't be doing that in Arizona. No, it's exactly what Newsom wants. He likes killing babies. Maybe he takes adrenochrome, too. We don't know. We don't know how many pedophiles we have in Congress. But I'm sure that deep state's got records of all of it. I'm sure deep state's got tapes of all of it. They're blackmailing most of Congress. Even Tucker Carlson said it on Joe Rogan. It's kind of scared Rogan. But hey, come on. You know somebody owes somebody. They're getting campaign money from places, and just like Man of the Year, Robin Williams said, you're going to owe somebody. They fund you. They're going to come knocking on your door saying, oh, by the way, remember what you promised us before we funded your campaign? Well, time to pay up. That's how it works. So here we go. Chris Mays is out there working with the legislature to get him to pass legislation to can that 1864 law. So they can, you know, they're one of at least a dozen states where pro-abortion activists are working to codify the right to kill the unborn. Gotta love that, huh? Meanwhile, their grand jury in Arizona was busy. They indicted 18 Republican Trump, what they call fake electors. They've indicted 18 Republicans with conspiracy, fraud, and forgery for submitting a document to Congress falsely declaring Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona during the 2020 presidential election. And of course, the court documents identify a prior U.S. president, presumably referring to Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator. Oh, they wouldn't dare. See, that would cause a big uproar in the state of Arizona if they actually indicted him. Although they got close because, you know, even though they said that they weren't going to release the names until all those people that were indicted were served with the charges, well, Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows are among those charged. Yep. Kelly Ward also, you know, she was pretty prominent Republican. She got charged. There's a bunch of them. She was Arizona GOP chairwoman. They believe they represent the legally cast votes in our state. Well, again, you want to go in? Because Chris Mays took office replacing Republican Mark Brnovich. And all of a sudden, the investigation started. Because they got to get rid of the competition. Arizona marks the fourth state to bring charges against individuals involved in the scheme of fake electors. Meanwhile, in the Lone Star State, the AG there responds after the Texas Supreme Court has blocked a guaranteed income program. Oh, this is just, how would you like to get $500 cash payments for 18 months? Would that be nice? I mean, seriously, let me ask you the question. If somebody said, we just picked your name out of a hat, and we're going to give you $500 a month in cash for 18 months, for a year and a half. Would that be fun? We have a $20.5 million slush fund that Harris County, Texas, which is where Houston is, they got that from the American Rescue Plan that was passed in Congress in 2021, designed to be used for COVID-19 relief programs. So, of course, the judge there, she said, yeah, we need to do this. The project was called Uplift Harris, the guaranteed income program to send out the payments to residents. And of course, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit saying, hey, this Uplift Harris violates the constitutions of both the U.S. and Texas. And the Supreme Court granted his request this week, coming a day before the payments were supposed to be sent out. Imagine that, the timing. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, a Democrat, demon rat, whatever you want to call her, announced the program in 2023. So you see how corrupt things are in Texas? Yeah, they're a little rickety down there. You know, rickety like Lyndon. Lady Bird, take off your boots and get into bed and we'll talk about it. Yeah, it's the first time I was able to do my Lyndon. This is what they announced. This judge said they would randomly select 1,900 residents in Harris County to get $500 a month cash payments, like a lottery. $20.5 million slush fund, okay? And they're going to hand out, let's talk about buying votes. But see, the thing is, 1,900 votes, I mean, really. What if they were to give those, you know, they were looking in the county's poor zip codes. Yeah, who are 200% below the federal poverty line, which is $15,060 for an individual and up to $31,200 for a family of four. You really think that the $500 is going to help these families? It might help their gas bill or their tax bill, Because property taxes, they're not going to do anything about that in Texas. I mean, all these individuals out there, it's a random lottery. How fair is that? No wonder Paxton took this thing all the way to the Texas Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court, meanwhile, is going to hear the Trump immunity appeal that could further delay cases. See, right now, they've got this all figured out. And I mean they, meaning Trump's team, the legal team, the political team that's trying to get him out there in the public campaigning, even though the court that he's currently in New York right now is demanding he be there 4 days a week. He still gets Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off to go campaign. So he's got, you know, one busy schedule. But see, here's the thing. They're going to start hearing today oral arguments for his claims of immunity from prosecution under the indictment brought by special counsel Jack B. Nimble, Jack B. Smith in Washington. It's unclear how the justices are going to rule, but a decision is expected in June, and it will alter the course of former president's case and potentially complicate his others as well. See, because if it puts it off past November, it's all over. Because if he gets elected in a landslide and blows Biden out of the White House, don't think that people, you know, here's the problem with these 10 million or so illegal immigrants in this country. Right now, they're fighting each other in the streets, especially in the major cities, in the sanctuary cities like New York, beating up on each other with bats and chains and belts and whatever they can get their hands on. And assaulting and raping and, you know, I mean, the thing is these people are already in a country that is supposed to be the land of plenty and they don't have it. So they're looking at Biden saying, you want us to vote for you? What have we done here? There are so many people that want to move back to where they came from, said we had it better where we were. This place is hell. And now they're fighting, trying to stay alive, panhandling, stealing, and then turning around and going and selling the goods back to the stores to get money to live off of. Or panhandling or, you know, peddling the stuff in pawn shops. I mean, come on. So they're challenging Mr. Smith's authority. They're, you know, using the 1803 decision in Marbury versus Madison, which said in part a presidential official act can never be examinable by the courts, to argue courts couldn't review his official conduct. So the thing is if they toss these things aside or push these things out because of the vesting clause in Article 2, which vests executive power in the president, and of course, President Trump is arguing this clause is protecting him from review by the courts. Mr. Smith contends, on the other hand, the vesting clause should be considered in the context of other constitutional provisions. And the tit for tat in the Supreme Court continues. Moving on to the economic news, a report claims that Russian hackers have disrupted a Texas town's water supply. No, it's not. That Texas town, that home out on the range. No, it's not that one. No, it was the northern Texas town of Muleshoe. Oh, yes, there is. Just like there's a town in Mississippi called Why Not. You know what really bothers me is that they don't have a big population there. It's a very scant population. Why not? I mean, you figure, you know, should we procreate? Why not? You know, but the population there is really skinny. But it's amazing. Yeah, Texas also has another city called Cut and Shoot. Wonder what you think that means, right? Where do they get these names from? Cut and Shoot, Mule Shoot. Yep. The hackers were allegedly able to cause a tank overflow that wasted some water but did not jeopardize the health of residents. There was a cybersecurity firm, Mandiant, that traced the exploits of the group designated as an Advanced Persistent Threat 44 by security professionals. The group calls itself Sandworm and Frozen Barrens in its online proclamations, styling itself as a band of hacktivists who support Russian invasion of Ukraine. Works under a variety of other aliases or front groups as well, but So apparently other towns, Lochney and Abernathy, said they were able to thwart the hackers before they could gain access to the city water system. Abernathy city staff said that the hackers were able to slip into their system through a virtual network connection, but they were detected and cut off within 30 seconds, interrupting their attempt to change some of the system passwords. So this is how they do it. Pretty much what they're doing to us, we the people. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, may rule for Starbucks in a labor organizing dispute. This is happening in Tennessee. See, Tennessee is a right-to-work state, okay, just so you know. Same as Florida, same as Texas. And, of course, the National Labor Relations Board claims its authority to decide if fired union activists should get their jobs back. Labor activists are arguing such a pro-management ruling could discourage union organizing. Court has tended to rule for employers in recent years. In June of last year, Glacier Northwest versus Teamsters, court found 8-1. Employers may sue collective bargaining units for damages caused by strikes. For years, the coffee giant has been battling organized labor, which is trying to organize union baristas across the U.S. Gee, I wonder when AOC gets booted out of Congress finally, whether or not she's going to go back to her old job and become part of a barista union. I mean, you know, I wouldn't trust her to make a cappuccino for me, I'm sorry, or a latte or anything. I wouldn't trust her as far as I could throw her. Company stated it terminated the employment of the so-called Memphis 7 because they ran afoul of company policy by letting a TV news crew into a store after business hours. Oops! Yep. Well, there you have it. So we'll see how they rule. In the health category, a not-so-wonderful company, Palm Juice Maker. Pomegranate juice has been all the rage in the past half decade. Dubbed a superfood by some, pomegranates are chock full of vitamins and minerals, including magnesium, calcium, potassium, and vitamin C. POM, Palm, the most popular pomegranate juice maker, was recently highlighted by the Environmental Working Group. EWG is anything but wonderful. The self-proclaimed wonderful company has been exposed for using paraquat, a toxic weed killer. So it's time to scratch Palm pomegranate juice from your shopping list. Ouch. Paraquat, by the way, increases the risk of Parkinson's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and leukemia. Just so you know, it's threatening the health of farm laborers and residents who live near the California farms that are using it. And of course, you like beans? Remember that old poem about beans? The magical fruit, the more you eat, the more you toot. Remember that? Well, actually, there's some health benefits to doing it. They have more servings of fiber than any other vegetable. One single serving will give you 20% of your daily recommended fiber. Believe it or not, this came out of a 7-year study by researchers in Japan, studying more than 43,000 people that ate beans. I know some of you, the beans come out the other end in the form of gas. I get that. I had to close the show with a little bit of light. But, you know, hey, low glycemic index foods, there you have it. It's what beans do. Lowers your risk of colon cancer. What can I say? When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Department of Bad Ideas and a list of 72 types of Americans considered to be extremists and potential terrorists in U.S. official government documents. You may be one of them. Stay with us.
Is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the- the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We'll be right back.
34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for coming back online with us. By the way, to clarify a couple other things that we forgot to mention, the audio stream when we are on from 11 to 1 starting next Monday will be active. So you will be able to hear the audio stream of the show like you always have been right now. So don't panic. We got that covered. We figured that, you know, there it would, you know, some people would be at a disadvantage if all they could do is listen to the or watch us on live feed. No, the audio will be there so you can listen to it just like you have been. Just, you know, don't panic. We figured this out. An interesting thing. I just couldn't help when I read through this article. It's almost like an ad that's just enticing people to drop a big dime of $9,420 with free shipping. What am I talking about? From the Department of Bad Ideas, a flame-throwing robot dog that can torch anything in its path. It's called the Terminator. You could buy it in every state except Maryland and California, where flamethrowers are restricted. Now, this sounds like some dystopian crazy from a sci-fi movie, right? U.S. residents can now legally purchase a flame-throwing robot dog named Terminator for $9,420 plus free shipping. Now, you want to know, what in Hades do I want with a robot dog equipped with a flamethrower capable of shooting flames up to 30 feet? Well, gee, if Brian Malinowski had one, he could have sent it out there and crispy critted all those ATF agents coming in the front door at 6 a.m. You know, they could have shot at the dog, but the dog would have just let loose with 30 feet of torched them all, lit them all up. See, it's just amazing what you could do with these things if you get creative enough, right? This company is called ThrowFlame. Yeah, Auto Evolution, of course, reporting that the Ohio-based ThrowFlame, this is the oldest flamethrower manufacturer in the U.S., has introduced Terminator. It's unique products. I'll tell you why. It's a combination of ThrowFlame's ARC flamethrower and a modified version of the Unitree Go-To robot dog. While purchasing these components separately would cost around $3,000, ThrowFlame has bundled them together for a price tag of $9,420, offering free shipping. Now, here's the features of this Terminator. Bluetooth connectivity. First-person view navigation through an onboard camera, which means you can see what you're pointing at. LiDAR mapping, instant arc recognition, and laser sighting. It also comes with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity, allowing owners to operate Terminator remotely using a smartphone. Additionally, the robot has obstacle avoidance capabilities and a one-hour battery life. Designed for various applications such as agricultural management, ecological conservation, wildfire control and prevention, snow and ice removal, and entertainment and special effects. Wonder what kind of entertainment we're talking about here. Of course, you know, there's always the naysayers out there. Well, they could misuse this device. Flamethrowers are legally unregulated in most U.S. states, except for Maryland and California, where they're banned. Sparked debate, of course, about the ethical implications of making such a potentially dangerous device available to the public. Because somebody with money could buy one of these things and, hey, let's go have fun in the shopping mall today. What do you say? Some argue it's got legitimate uses in certain industries. Others worry about the consequences of putting a flame-throwing robot dog in the wrong hands. That's from the Department of Bad Ideas. I can't help but think of all the creative uses you could have if you got an extra $9,420 laying around. Oh, can you imagine that? Wow. Like I said, you know, any number of things you could have used to stop, you know, people from home invasions. I mean, imagine that. You would never have to worry about a home invasion if you got that dog parked in your inside your front door. As soon as they kick the door in. Ding dong, the wicked witch. Yeah. Okay. Now we move on. Now that we're done with this sad humor this morning. Oh my goodness. What will they think of next? You know, understand something else. This company I just said, ThrowFlame, they have regular flamethrowers for those of you that are entertaining that proposition. And not just the robot dog. The robot dog's a whole different expensive thing, but they have very less expensive flamethrowers if that will make you the envy of your neighborhood. All right. Just so you know. I know you're wondering why I'm going to go there. I'll tell you why I'm going to go there. We move on to surveillance state right now. Technocracy News has come out with something extremely. You can look at this as crazy, or you can look at this as realism. But we're including, for those of you that want to go online to thepowerhour.com or get our email blast, we have the list of 72 types of Americans that are considered to be extremists and potential terrorists in U.S. government documents, official documents. Now, these are put out by the paranoid government. And I'm going to go through this list. And I want you to understand why. I mean, you, as soon as I tell you what they are, you're going to know exactly who put them out there and why. Because, you know, just think weaponized DOJ and you got this. Now I'm going to go down the list. Ready? And I won't say number this, number that. I'm just going to tell you. Those that talk about individual liberties, those that advocate for states' rights, those that want to make the world a better place, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule, those that are interested in defeating the communists, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interest of all nations, anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. Anyone that possesses an intolerance toward other religions. Those that take action to fight against the exploitations of the government or animals. Anti-gay, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, the Patriot Movement, opposition to equal rights for gays and lesbians, members of the Family Research Council, members of the American Family Association. Those that believe that Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. Members of the American Border Patrol or American Patrol. Members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition. Members of the Christian Action Network. Anyone that is opposed to the New World Order. Anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing. Oh, you tinfoil hat people out there, that includes you. Anyone that's opposed to Agenda 21, anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps, anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscations, the militia movement, the sovereign citizen movement, those that don't think they should have to pay taxes, anyone that complains about bias, anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia, anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies, anyone that visits extremist websites or blogs, anyone that establishes websites or blogs to display extremist views, anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes, anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance, anyone that is personally connected with a grievance, anyone that suddenly acquires weapons, anyone that organizes protests inspired by extremist ideology, militia or unorganized militia, general white right-wing extremist, well, that's a big term, citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-UN, those that refer to an army of God, those that are fiercely nationalistic as opposed to universal and international in orientation, those that are anti-global, those that are suspicious of centralized federal authority, those that are reverent of individual liberty, those that believe in conspiracy theories, those that have a belief that one's personal and or national way of life is under attack, those that possess a belief in the need to be prepared for an attack either by participating in paramilitary preparations and training or survivalism, those that would impose strict religious tenets or laws on society or fundamentalists, those that would insert religion into the political sphere, anyone that would seek to politicize religion, those who have supported political movements for autonomy, anyone that is anti-abortion, anyone that's anti-Catholic, anyone that's anti-nuclear, right-wing extremists, returning veterans, those concerned about illegal immigration, those that believe in the right to bear arms, anyone that is gays and ammunition stockpiling, anyone that exhibits fear of communist regimes, anti-abortion activists, those that are against illegal immigration, those that talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner, those that have a negative view of the UN, those that are opposed to the collection of federal income taxes, those that supported former presidents Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr, those that display the Gadsden flag, which is Don't Tread on Me, those that believe in the end time prophecies, and evangelical Christians. Oh, I mean, that pretty much runs the gamut of everybody that's, wow. Kevin in Ohio, are you one of those guys?
Hey, Dave, let's just all turn ourselves in and flood the prisons, right?
Yeah. We'll change it. I'm guilty. Yeah.
This Arizona indictment thing, they're doing the same thing in Michigan.
Yep.
They have that fake electorate, the fake electors. So why are they concerned about fake electors if they won? You know, it doesn't make sense either, does it?
No, it does not. It looks like what they're doing is just basically weaponizing justice departments and coming after people that they think might interfere in the upcoming election.
Yeah. This thing, you have me thinking, you talk about the Claymore Mines. That's 760 double-Ottbach shots. So when that goes off, you get a back blast of 50 feet. When we used to set them up in a jungle, they were horrendous. I mean, when they went off, it just turned everything into dust.
Yep.
And then lastly,
pink mist, they call it. Pink mist.
I don't know about that. I never heard that. But I'm totally against invasive species, but I think I'd like to import what we used to have in the jungles. We had two lizards that talked all night. One would holler, re-up, re-up. And the other one, it did. And the second one was the F-U lizard. He'd be hollering all night, F-U, F-U. You know, it's true. It was hard to get used to, but we did it. And I'd like to import them and fill Washington, D.C. up and some of these other big cities with the F-U lizards.
There you go. If you like invasive species, there's one way to get rid of them. Just get you one of those robot dogs. Get you a Terminator. Oh, I'm telling you, man, this is just getting crazier by the minute, Kevin. I had to throw that in there this morning when I read that news article. I'm just like laughing my head off. But yeah, that's interesting about Claymore Mines and how they operate and the fact that, you know, people in America here, there's so many different ways to create stuff like that. I mean, you know, people just put their minds to stuff. It's amazing what they can do. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad you called up and reminded us about the fact that we will be carrying the audio stream.
Yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate you, sir. More than you know.
God bless.
God bless you too. Brady, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Did you see Mike Johnson yesterday addressing all the Hamas and Palestinian protests?
Oh, yeah, I know. They booed him. They booed him like crazy, man. They just ran him out of Dodge.
There must have been over 1,000 F-U lizards in the crowd there because that's all you could hear is F-U Mike. You know? And you one thing was happening with Russia, they're not really telling you. About a month ago, Africa threw the French army right out, and just a week ago, they said, the USA, you're next. And I'm just checking the news today. Niger just had Russia come in, and kind of a odd turn of events. They are now training the Niger army and basically giving the F-U lizard bird to the departing U.S. Army as we leave Niger today. We're kicked out. The central bank that had been in Africa funneling all the African money into the central bank, they stopped that. And the funny thing is, every country that's on the BRICS list, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, our country and the NATO, basically NATO and the World Health Order, and all the Bilderberg groups are going after them because they're going to the gold standard, and they can't handle that. The dollar is demise is done. They are done. The dollar is dust.
Yep. I appreciate the input, Brady, because that's one of the reasons why we have our man there in Hilton Head, South Carolina, Fred Deshevsky, on the show. We appreciate your call. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. You know what I have? You've heard that TED talk by Trevor Aronson on the FBI, how they set up, people for false flags.
Yep.
It's really old, but it's really good. A broadcaster plays that every once in a while, and that's what I've got to say about that list. That's, you know, another reason to get rid of the FBI.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, by the way, they've announced, Ray announced at this meeting that they were going to, they're coordinating with colleges throughout the country to detect potential anti-Semitic threats and acts of violence and waves of protests in opposition to Israel. Isn't that amazing, this knee-jerk reaction?
Well, it's okay if Israel, spies on the American people. What is that program that the 8200 developed, and now is it Pegasus or some program that they got that somebody can just call you up if they've and contaminate your smartphone with it? I want to say it's Pegasus, but it's been out for a while and they've been selling it, and I'm sure, you know, any hackers have got it, but they can, you don't even have to answer the phone. And they can contaminate your phone with malware and you know. But,
that's a good idea. But another reason why you should keep your phone in the EMP bag when you're not using it.
Well, as far as the this deal in Arizona about them indicting these people, I'll tell you, somebody who's really been on that is Dave Hodges. He's on John Moore's show.
Right. Well, Hodges is out of Arizona. He's out of Arizona. And I've talked to Dave Hodges before. Yeah. Been on his show.
Yeah. He's really been on it. I mean, that place is terrible. And
he's going to hell in a handbasket.
That lady that's governor now, that was Secretary of State.
Yep.
During the election. And, man.
Katie Hobbs.
That state's bad. Anyway, that's all I had, Dave. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning.
I appreciate Kevin's jokes. That was good. I'll tell you what, I just watched Hacksaw Ridge. Those flamethrowers are, God, they're so evil.
I know it. It's crazy, isn't it?
But
it's amazing. It's amazing now what they're coming up with. I mean, they're giving us, we the people, some really creative ideas. Hey, I want to take this one to my next political rally. Hey, I want to see my new toy? Oh, that's a lot of fun. You got to love it. Sherry, thanks for your call. Jeff in North Carolina, you being an ex-vet, I mean, you can certainly appreciate the lizard joke with Kevin and the flamethrower. I mean, how creative can you get? Where's Jeff?
Amazing. That's truly incredible. And you know what? You know what, Dave? Here's the thing. You were talking about that flamethrowing dog or whatever. I was laughing because I used to be a big Jetsons fanatic when I was young. I used to watch that. I was like one of my favorite cartoons. You remember the dog Astro? You remember him?
Yep.
Yeah. So it'll be like having Astro. And you know, it'll be just like the time of the Jetsons. But anyway, I have a question, Dave. That list that you put out of people that are dangerous to the government, whatever, what happens if you hit on like just about every single category? Do you get put in the most valued category, or what, you know what I'm saying? Are you an MVP or what?
Yeah, I would think they probably moved you to the top of the list, you know, go to the head of the class, as it were, you know.
Yeah. And you know something else, Dave? You bring up such wonderful points, man. I was thinking about you yesterday. You were talking about Red Lobster claiming bankruptcy. You know, that's kind of really hard to believe because, you know, Red Lobster's always been on top, has always been a very big corporate, you know, chain that people have really loved. But I think it's kind of funny, Dave. I was talking to my wife about it, and, you know, I'm a Messianic Christian. I quit eating unclean food a long time ago, and I think it's funny because these companies push out this unclean food, and which you're not really supposed to be eating in the first place, And I think it's funny that they're having to declare bankruptcy, Dave. I mean, I'm loving that one. And also, real quick before I, you know, hang up here, please keep my relatives in prayer. I truly believe that this shot, the vax and everything, there's no doubt that it's a bad thing. My wife's brother's wife got transported to a hospital in North Carolina with heart condition by flight not long ago. So if you could keep them in prayer, because I know this has to do with the shot. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the truth, just like everybody else. So, but anyway, if you could just keep both in prayer, and I appreciate everything so much. Love your show and your callers. Bye now.
We appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you so much. Well, to try to help that along, we're going to bring Sally Saxton on. She is a Juris Doctorate, and she wrote a book on the COVID-19 jab. We'll chime in with that after the top of the hour here when we come back. It always gets more interesting as time goes on, isn't it? It's amazing. Thank you for your calls, by the way, and your help and support. Power Mall opens in 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
Everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.